not in.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, it's Randy.
Oh, Randy, I'm sorry. Here, I think I didn't quite hear you over the over your voicemail there. It's Ron with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking to get a truck from Dean?
I am.
Alrighty, well, can't remember if he had talked to you before or something. Was, you looking to join a company, or do you have one yourself that you were trying to buy or from him, or?
Well, I've got a company that is willing to sign me on if I can buy the truck off of Dean.
That's fine. No, that's good.
Okay.
So leave me a message.
I actually work for the company right now as a company driver, but I'd like to be an owner operator. So.
Have a good day.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, let me get a little info here, and we see what we can do for you. How much is that truck looking like it's going to cost you?
I think he said it listed at 55.
Oh, 55? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just one second here. Let me see if I can get a little info from here. Do you mind if I put you on hold for just a second?
Nope, not at all.
All right. Thanks. Bear with me here.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Randy?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gather a little info here. We're a business bank, so we're just kind of trying to figure out where we might fall here. So you say you're working with a company now, and you're going to become, like, part owner with them?
No, I won't be part owner. What I'll be is I'll be an owner-operator where I'll be signed on under them.
Okay, so we signed on under them. So, do you do any like business tax with them? Or?
Yeah, no, everything will be done myself. Okay. I have to do all my own taxes and everything.
Sure, I will have.
Okay, so just personal.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like basically, I'm running my own business, but what it is, I don't have to have an actual business name right away, and they let me run under all their authority for trucks and purposes. So it gives me time to, you know, build up a little bit of money before I go out and get all my own authority and stuff like that.
Okay, so kind of like you're starting a business, but just not quite yet.
Right.
Okay. All right, just kind of trying to see where we might be falling here. You know, we can do stuff for startups as well, but we just kind of wanting to see where we fall. Might have to talk to underwriting a little bit. So for this, just kind of bear with me here.
Okay.
But 1 second. So you say that's going to cost you about $55,000?
Yeah. Well, because it's the biggest cost I've been right at the moment is buy the truck.
Okay, yeah, and actually one of my underwriters just showed up here, so maybe she can help you out. She's like just over my shoulder right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, she should be able to help you out here. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you for holding. This is Shaw. Who am I speaking to?
Randy?
Randy. Okay. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Ron said that you're looking to purchase a truck, but have a few questions on your business. So do you have a business, like a tax ID or anything like that?
I don't have any of that stuff. I'm trying to get started a business. And I've got a company. I work for a company right now, driving truck.
Yeah.
And that same company has told me that if I can buy my own truck, then they would gladly sign me on as an owner-operator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So currently there's no business yet. Okay.
No.
Okay.
And then
yeah. Okay. Well, we can actually only offer equipment financing to a business that's at least been in business for a minimum. It's 6 months.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem like we're able to do anything right now. Do you have anyone else that, you know, maybe the business you're working for right now, is there a way for them to finance put it on their business first, and then we can transfer the name to you later on?
I don't know. I could ask them. That's a possibility.
Yeah. Because what we can do is and that seems like do you know how long they've been in business for?
Oh, they've been in business for a long time. Since, I think 1940-something, so.
Oh, yeah. A long time then.
Yeah.
So it might actually be better if they could do it for you, if we could finance it through them. And then, you know, once they establish you as a owner-operated, they can, you know, quote-unquote, sell you the truck or give you the truck or whatever it is. You know, you guys can do your own transaction that way. And you probably get we could probably give them a better deal, too, since they've been in business way longer.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that you can discuss with the boss or your manager and see if they can do anything that.
What would I need to do? Just have them buy it and then get established for 6 months to a year, and then I could maybe buy it off them or something?
Exactly. Yeah. Or they can just, they could just give it to you, you know, after you establish for a while, and then, you know, you're basically, you know, they're still going to be kind of like the umbrella owner of your, because you're going to be an owner operated. So there's still an umbrella over you. So, I mean, when they feel like, you know, they want to give you the car, they can just do it that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And then do you have our direct line here?
I don't know. I think whatever number I called, message with Ron was the one I got.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just give us a call back. You know, once you find out if that's a possibility, we can definitely, you know, explore the option if they're open to it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.